Level 9, The Lazy Giant. Chapter 1, The Giant. Once there was a horrible old giant. He lived in a big castle on top of a mountain, and he was very lazy. The giant was so lazy, he needed servants to look after him, but nobody wanted to work for him at all. One day, the giant went down the mountain. At the bottom was a little cottage. 12 children lived there, all on their own. The girls were called Lottie, Dottie, and Toddie, and Bessie, Jessie, and Nessie. And the boys were called Cliff, Riff, and Sniff, and Ken, Ben, and Den.
Now they would make good servants,
thought the giant, so he carried them off back to his castle. Chapter 2. Is my breakfast ready? Every morning the children had to get up very early, light the big stove, and fetch lots of water. Then they had to make a huge pot of porridge for the giant. At 6 o'clock, the giant would yell,
"Is my breakfast ready?"
But one morning the children woke up a bit late. The stove wouldn't light and the water wouldn't flow, so the giant's porridge was lumpy.
"You lazy lot!"
roared the giant. All the children started to shake. The castle itself began to quake. The giant was so angry, he picked up Toddie and dropped her into his bowl of porridge. Now Toddie was the smallest child of all. She was only as tall as the giant's boot. Her little yellow hat fell off and bobbed on top of the porridge.
"Yuck, yuck, yuck," cried Toddie.
"I may be teeny, but I do not scream, not even for a giant so mean."
As soon as the giant's back was turned, Lottie and Dottie pulled Toddie out. Without her hat, she looked smaller than ever. Chapter 3. Is my castle clean? Every afternoon, the children had to polish the rug, sweep, and scrub, and everything had to shine like a new pin. At 2 o'clock, the giant would yell,
"Is my castle clean?"
But one afternoon, the polish ran out. The head fell off the broom and the bristles fell out of the great scrubbing brush. And the giant found some cobwebs in a corner.
"You dirty dopes!" boomed the giant.
All the children started to shake. The castle itself began to quake. The giant was so angry that he picked up Nessie and dropped her into the waste paper basket. Now Nessie was the untidiest of all the children. She always left things on the floor and forgot to comb her hair.
"Ugh," she cried, "I'm in a stew. There's rubbish all over me. What can I do?"
Just as soon as the giant's back was turned, Bessie and Jessie pulled Nessie out. Poor Nessie. She looked untidier than ever. Every night, the children had to warm the giant's bed with a big hot water bottle, and the sheets had to be clean and smooth. At 10 o'clock, the giant would growl,
"Is my bed ready?"
But one night, the hot water bottle had a hole in it. Water ran onto the bed, and the giant found the sheets were cold and damp.
"You dozy derps!"
roared the giant. All the children started to shake. The castle itself began to quake.
The giant was so angry that he picked up a sniff and dropped him in the wash basin. It was huge. Now Sniff always had a cold, but he never moaned. He was always cheerful. Help! He cried. This basin's like an ocean. It has a very choppy motion. The water rough and dirty brown. Get me out before I drown. As soon as the giant's back was turned, Reef and Cliff fished out Sniff. After his swim in the giant's basin, Sniff sniffed worse than ever. Chapter 4. Hurry up! Every Sunday, the children had to get the giant's carriage ready. They had to pull it up and down the mountain. He would lie on soft cushions inside it. At 11 o'clock, the giant would roar, "Where is my carriage?" But one Sunday, it rained and rained. The lane was muddy and the wheels were wobbly. And so the giant wasn't going as fast as he liked. He roared,
"Hurry up, you little rats!"
All the children started to shake. The carriage itself began to quake. The giant was so angry that he reached out of the window and gave Dan a push. Now Dan was the strongest of all the children. He rolled and rolled until he was out of sight. When the other children saw what the giant had done, they were very upset, but they pulled the carriage to the top of the mountain. Then Lottie whispered to Duddy and Tuddy. Tuddy whispered to Bessie. Bessie whispered to Jessie and Nessie. Nessie whispered to Cliff. Cliff whispered to Riff and a Sniff, and a Sniff whispered to Ben and Ken. They all nodded. The children gave the carriage a huge push. The carriage raced down the hill. It creaked and rattled. It banged and clattered. The giant bounced out of the carriage. He rolled down the mountain until, splash! He fell into a muddy hole. Chapter 5. Just in time. The giant was very angry.
"You nincompoops," he roared. "Get me out!"
But the children were safely out of the giant's reach. And then Ken and Ben heard a voice.
"Help!"
it said. "Then I was and then I am. I thought I'd never see you again. But thanks to the tree on the side of the hill, your strongest friend is with you still." Dan was hanging on a tree branch. As quickly as they could, the children rescued him. They were only just in time.
"Get me out of here!"
The giant was bellowing and banging, yelling and thumping. He made so much noise, the rocks on the mountain began to tumble. Before the giant could say,
"You blockheads,"
a big rock rolled down the mountain and clonked him on the head. He was knocked out cold. Quick as a wink, the children ran down the mountainside. Laughing and shouting, they were so happy to go back home again. As for the giant, he got himself out of the hole and crawled back to his castle.
he never tried to catch the children again. And so if ever he wanted anything done, he had to do it himself. About the otter. When I was growing up, I was told legends about giants. I also read Jack the Giant Killer stories. Later on, I read Oscar Wilde's wonderful tale, The Selfish Giant. I thought I'd like to write my own giant stories. I wanted them to be funny and scary. And I wanted them to say something, a sort of message.